you've been waiting for the weekend? Good news. It is just around the corner. Friday morning. Great to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people reporting over the last couple of days heavy smoke in their area because some of these prairie grass fires that have been burning. In fact, yesterday, as of 5 o'clock yesterday, the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency made an announcement that a fire ban has been issued for the province's north, which is not surprising. They're holding a news conference this morning at 11 o'clock, and we will follow that. But open fires, controlled burns, fireworks will be prohibited in the designated areas in the province's north. So more on that. If you want to find out more information, you can go to the Sask Parks website or saskatchewan.ca for more details. Speaking of smoke, we saw white smoke yesterday. It was right in the middle of the show. In fact, we were chatting with the mayors from both Regina and Saskatoon when I look up at the TV and I see the Sistine Chapel's chimney puffing out some white smoke. And we learned the news that a new pope had been chosen, Robert Francis Prevost, who was elected the 267th pope of the Roman Catholic Church. 267. That is a big number. He took the name Leo XIV, the first pope from the United States. So lots to digest here. And we're happy to welcome back to the show Archbishop of Regina, Don Bolin, who is joining us this morning by phone. Archbishop, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Always good to be with you.
So what do you know, what do we know about this new pope who we just came to learn was put into this position yesterday morning?
Well, I think we're learning new things every few minutes here. So I've been following a lot of news feeds and been in touch with a number of people. And we learned quite a bit right from his opening address. His opening address talked about, well, brought the greetings of the risen Christ, of peace to everyone. Then, you know, when we talked last, we talked about the legacy of Francis, and it was interesting how you just almost checked those points, right? The boundless love of God for all people, the church call to seek peace, to be an instrument of peace and justice, the importance of dialogue and encounter, the process of synodality, which is to for the church and its leadership to work consultatively to draw all people into the conversation to discern what we need to do. There was so much in those few sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Also interesting, everybody knows he's an American as he comes out. There's a formal greeting in Latin. Then he speaks Italian. Of course, he's in St. Peter's Square in Rome. But then when he asked permission to speak another language, he speaks Spanish, which is where he's been exercising ministry in Peru for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly presenting himself as somebody who comes with a world experience. I think it's wrong to think of him simply, oh, he's an American. He's an American who's lived in Latin America mm-hmm. for a long period of time and who's worked out of Rome and traveled the world and brings all of that to his papacy.
It is absolutely fascinating, his ability with languages, his ability to connect. I read an article yesterday who said it's one thing to be able to speak different languages, but to be able to speak in a language that maybe not your native tongue, but do so in a way that connects with people. That's what a lot of people were finding yesterday in what they heard from him and how it resonated.
Yes, indeed. Now, we've been finding out all kinds of things about him. Some of the fun things, I mean, the Chicago Cubs got a hold of someone who said that he grew up as a Cubs fan. And they interviewed his brother, who said, that is, and the Cubs promoted that wide, right? And his brother goes online and says, that is totally not true. He has always been a White Sox fan. So the White Sox blast out that interview to the whole world. I have a priest friend in Chicago who's known him for 40 years, and he said, oh, just a gentle, kind fellow who, you know, you'd want to go to him for spiritual advice if you needed. And very much a person in the tradition of Pope Francis, but a different personality, probably much more quiet and introverted. He studied canon law, so he's going to speak with a fairly precise language mm-hmm. about church teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're at that moment of where we're all waiting to get to know him a little better.
For sure. Archbishop of Regina, Don Bolin, is my guest. Is there any significance, do you think, in the choice of him, given the fact that he is American?
Well, a number of the cardinals leading up to the conclave said, you know, we're not going to go in there looking for an Italian, or we're not going to look for an Asian or an American. We're looking for the person who's going to address the world's needs and the church's needs as best as possible. Who is God pointing us to? And so they ended up choosing a fellow who's got this broad international experience, who's worked with the poor in Latin America, who's headed up the office for bishops in Rome the last couple of years, who comes out of the United States with all the richness of that church tradition, who's an Augustinian, a member of a religious community, with their traditions. So I don't think they went looking for an American. I think they went looking for someone who could speak to the world's needs and the church's needs, and that's who they chose.
Yeah, the one narrative that I've read and followed, and I think maybe even brought through just my own understanding of what's going on, the dynamics going on in the world today, is in many ways we are a world divided. This looks to me like bringing forward a leader who is from America, who will maybe counter some of the things that are happening and that are being pointed at America for causing. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think that it's going to be interesting how that unfolds, but I clearly he's going to be at odds with the American government's moves towards sending immigrants back to their home countries. He's going to have a strong support for countries to be welcoming of new immigrants in a very special way, of refugees. So there, you know, he's going to be a challenge mm-hmm. to the American government, to many governments around the world, with the church's social teaching. One of the interesting choices that he made, obviously, was the name Leo. And, you know, I can think of a few things. Apparently his religious community was very close to Pope Leo XIII, the last Pope Leo, who lived, you know, was Pope maybe 130 to 150 years ago. But Leo XIII was the first Catholic Pope to develop Catholic social teaching, which is teaching about workers' rights. This was in the midst of the Industrial Revolution, about the human dignity of every person, about the importance for fair wages, for good working conditions. So he's pointing himself, I think, by that choice of name, in terms of a strong support for the poor, for the marginalized, for ordinary human beings, ordinary workers. And we'll see. It was certainly a strong focus of Francis, so we'll see how that mm-hmm. develops.
Thank you for that. Because I actually had a question written about the significance of the name that he chose. Wondering why. Is that his choice, solely his choice?
It is, yeah. It's going to be an interesting event on Monday where he's going to meet the media.
Right.
And I remember when, after Francis was elected Pope, he met with the media and there were over 6,000 journalists there. So it's going to be probably even more mm-hmm. next Monday. And on that occasion, 12 years ago, Francis explained his choice of a name, you know, but the bishop next to him, the cardinal next to him, had said, "Don't forget the poor," when he got named, and he talked about his choice of name connected to that. So I expect that our new Pope Leo is going to be talking about, he'll certainly be asked about his choice of the name, and it'll mm-hmm. be interesting to hear what he's got to say.
Archbishop Bolin, before I let you go, you attended the funeral of Pope Francis. Anything you can share with us that you felt, you observed, you experienced during that?
Well, thank you for asking. I mean, it was such a privilege to go. I just felt in my heart a desire to express gratitude to a Pope to whom I was so indebted. And so it was good to be there. It was just good to be amidst 250,000 people who wanted to give thanks for his life and that joined together in lifting him into God's hands. and meeting a lot of people I know in that context, including a lot of journalists, who were really pondering his legacy and pondering, what does the world need now? What does the church need now? What direction are we going to go? The funeral was kind of a hinge point. We're in a state of grief, and then after the funeral, fairly quickly, you know, maybe still grieving, but already starting that discernment process about the future, because it all moves so fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But from the death of a pope to the inauguration of a new pope, it's a very short period of time. So it was beautiful to be there.
Good stuff. Well, I need to tell you, Archbishop Bolin, I've had the good pleasure to be in your company a number of times, including at First Nations round dances, events in the parks. But I need to tell you, when I had you on, when we lost the Pope, the day after Pope Francis passed, you were on the show and you spoke with grace, as you always do, about his legacy on the world. You spoke about his humility, his focus on those who can't advocate for themselves, on justice in various forms. After we were done talking, we received so many texts from Saskatchewan people listening to the conversation, and they all spoke so sincerely about you and your commitment to, and many pointed out the same things that you spoke and admired about Pope Francis. You're a believer of the community. You walked the path of examples like leaders that Pope Francis did, led and paved the way for. So I said, next time I have the Archbishop on, I'm passing that along. If there's such a thing as a fan club for an Archbishop, I'm in yours, and I appreciate you joining the show.
That was very kind of you. I mean, my life's full of contradictions, so nice to hear this comes out of it. And when you were chief, I was part of that fan club too.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some time again this morning, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, thanks very much.
God that bless. Is Archbishop of Regina, Don Bolin, and it was a big day yesterday. I have to say, just before we wrap up our chat about the new pope, because of course we'll be learning more, but only a pope from America who is from Chicago would have a brother named Louis. This is what the Pope's brother Louis said about him.
I'm hoping now that Rob's Pope, that he can bring all these sides together and smooth all that out.
How Chicago is that? Yeah, now that Rob's Pope, Louis, his brother speaking, I just got a kick out of that little clip that we heard on the news. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.